Hello.
Good morning. May I speak with Jasmine Coriano?
Speaking.
Good morning, Jasmine. This is Valeria calling you from Family First. How are you today?
Good. And yourself?
I'm doing good. Thank you for asking. Jasmine, from admissions department, I would help you to set up the app in your cell phone to clock in and clock out, and I will follow up services these few days just to make sure that everything is going well. After 1 or 2 weeks, the case will be assigned to a coordinator, but so far, I will be the contact person in Family First, okay?
Okay.
Okay, Jasmine, I was checking here your profile, but I see that the date of birth says that it's 1/31/2029. What is your correct date of birth?
19140.
Okay. Once the date of birth is fixed in the system, because it takes a couple of minutes, I will get back to you, okay, so we can set up the app together.
Okay, I already have the app, the HHA exchange.
Oh,
I put it down as yes.
Okay, that will be...
When I clocked in today, I just did it as an unscheduled visit.
Unscheduled visit, okay, but you're not linked yet in Family First. So can you please now log in and check in the upper right-hand corner for the mobile ID number?
1 second.
Okay.
It says agency selection.
Once you
put question mark?
No, no, no. Once you log in with your email and the password, in the upper right hand corner, you click in the 3-dot icon.
I don't get the 3-dot icon. I just get the select agency.
Okay, you don't have an account already?
I do have an account, but I just logged in and that's what it gave me.
Okay, do you have iPhone or Android?
iPhone.
iPhone, okay. Did the app give you the mobile ID number, a 7-digit code?
I've had this app for a few years now. This is how I clock in with my patient.
The HHA exchange, right?
Yes.
Weird. Let me see. Because when you have the app, you can use for several agencies. The only that I need is the mobile ID number that is located in the upper right-hand corner under your name.
Mobile, okay. So I see, I closed out the app, so I can go right back into login. In the bottom, before I log in, it says mobile device ID 06.
Yes, once you log in, you look in the upper right-hand corner for the 3-dot icon.
It's giving it to me right now, completely. Is it very long?
No, that's the mobile device ID. I need a mobile ID. 7-digit.
Okay. No, it still doesn't give me the option.
Okay, can I send you like an screenshot as an example on how you would see the mobile ID?
Yes, I'm just letting you know, once I sign in, it doesn't give me the 3-dots. It just gives me a question mark. I don't have the same options that you do.
But it's the same apps for all agents.
Yes.
Let me send you like an example.
It's not an option on my end, is what I mean.
Did you receive my message? Oh.
Is it? Okay, so mobile ID?
Yes.
I clicked it with the old agency that I was with. Is that okay?
Okay, yes. If it's the same app, yes, you can use it so we can link your name in somebody first.
Okay, okay. So it's 119.
119-4153. Can you repeat
that? Sorry for the confusion.
Okay.
119-4153.
4153. Okay, Yasmin, let me see. Oh. 119-4153. Patient Jose, is the patient your father?
Yes.
Okay, got it. Got a patient date of birth. Okay, Jasmine, thank you very much for the mobile ID. I will be waiting for my team fits your date of birth, and once you are linked and you will see the patient's names in the app, I will let you know. Okay, do you want me to call you back or can I text you?
You can text me. That's not a problem.
Okay, Jasmine, this is my phone number, okay? You can call me from 9 to 5, from Monday to Friday. I will be sending you also the main number of the office that is available for the weekend if you need it, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you to you for your time. You have a good one.
You too.
Bye-bye.